welcome back to the table. I'm one of your hosts, JY, also known as John, sometimes known as Big Papa, and always joining me is the very lovely...
Hello, people. Sorry, Ashley here.
Ashley's here.
You threw me off with that.
Well, I needed to do something to get you in the mood, you know? I needed to catch you off guard a little bit.
You definitely caught me off guard.
Yeah, that's what I'm here to do. Just wake you up. You know, you back at the table. It's been a long week.
It's been a very long week.
And
but a good week.
It has been a good week for the most part. I can't complain.
Yeah.
I'm still here. You know, we still in good health.
Everybody
and all that.
Survived the inauguration.
I'm surprised, to be honest. I was like buckling down. I was boarding up my windows. And I said something. Well, somebody online that I saw the night before posted something like, oh, it's about to go down. And I was just like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and block you.
Well, supposedly the FBI was saying that they were expecting something to happen. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I'm glad it didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want anything to happen, believe it or not. I just kind of want to, you know, try to get back to life as much as I can before the USA was the number one TV show in not America, but in the world. We have the highest rated TV show right now.
Right.
America. Can you believe it? Oh, Lord. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Not too bad.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Finished a biology book, and now I'm moving on to some quantum physics.
What do you do for fun?
That.
You see that? You see that, ladies and gentlemen? It's not me. She's the lame one. Oh, man.
Hey, knowledge is power.
Look, I guess you're right. You are smarter than me. You know a lot more. You do make me feel dumb every episode. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
you'll throw some facts out later. You'll see. But I'm glad you asked how I was doing. I'm doing.
Oh, how are you doing?
No. It's cool. Whatever.
I was letting you finish talking.
No. It's fine.
So dramatic.
Yeah, I am dramatic.
And sensitive.
Whoa. See. You all think she? I'm telling you, she's the mean one. She is super mean when the red light's not glowing to record. So
I don't know what you're talking
about. She sometimes beats me, but you know, I don't know if this is the episode to bring it up on.
Listen, I'm just trying to defend myself. You know, someone trying to throw me off the balcony here.
First of all, she did not deny anything that I said. I'm just saying she's misdirecting. I think reflecting is what they call it in therapy.
Is that it?
Deflecting, whatever she's doing. But no, I'm doing great.
Good.
I ordered HelloFresh, not a sponsor, for the first time because I wanted to expand my cooking knowledge, like trying new recipes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they give you the perfect measurements to everything. And you just toss it all together, and then you can save the recipe card and use it for another time.
So basically, it's for people who can't cook.
Well, they have. Listen. It would be perfect for you, you know.
I mean, I can't cook, so.
I don't know what you can do. You always tell me you cook for your family, so that is something. But they have levels from easy, medium, and hard. So, yeah, they'll give you all the ingredients, but there's a whole difficulty thing with HelloFresh now. So I've been doing a lot of the medium recipes to try to, you know, work up to that expert level.
Okay. So,
and I guess you can be a guinea pig when you come over and you can be the judge.
All right. Well, I mean, you are a good cook, so.
I'm really not, though. I get lucky. I really do. Throw a bunch of stuff in a pan and I'm just like, you know, my dad's the same way, though. No, my dad was a cook in the military, so I'm not going to say he can't cook, but my mom will always yell at him because this didn't taste like what we ate last time. And I think that's where I get it from because we always keep tweaking and changing things. And so it's never going to be good enough for us. So, you know, my dad's like, oh, I'll just do some extra spices. So I can actually say I'm acting like my father, which is very scary.
Oh.
But yeah, my mother yells at him all the time for it. And he gets very salty about it. So.
Interesting.
So what's going on in the world today?
Well, you know, I did come across an article the other day that said the guy that invented the World Wide Web.
Really?
Yeah, I think his name was Tim something Lee.
That didn't always exist?
What?
Somebody made that?
What, the World Wide What? No.
Like in their basement?
It came about when you and I were little.
I just thought it always existed.
Well, you know, it's where it was for the public.
Oh. All right, what about old Tim?
Anyway, he is in the process of doing a new World Wide Web.
What does that even mean?
Well, he doesn't like all the censorship that's happening with the big techs.
Okay.
And he's actually been warning about it for years now. He doesn't like how he wants it to be more private for the people, to where our data is actually more is safe and we have control of it and we can't be spied on.
That's a good thing and bad thing. I know a dude in Oklahoma that made 6 bombs the other day and they caught him by looking through his emails. I'm just saying, it's not all bad, but I can't wait to see what Internet 2.0 is. So,
well,
I'll probably be on it because I Google some weird stuff. I'm not going to lie. I don't want you seeing my history ever.
Mm.
What's that mean? Mm. Okay.
Do I need to leave?
Nope.
We're going to get a knock on the door from the FBI?
Maybe. You keep talking like that, setting off red flags left and right. There's certain trigger words you can't say. They'll pick you up regardless. Anyway.
Interesting.
I'm sorry. Internet 2.0, it's coming soon.
Yeah, huh? It's coming soon. Yeah, he's in the process. He's working with MIT.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't wait to see how much this is going to cost. I do use a VPN, though, so all my Google searches are private regardless. But I do pay for that service. That's my option. So I just want to feel safe in my own way. And that's what I do. So right now, this is coming to you live from Africa.
All right. So they can't go through your emails.
I mean, no, they can't go through mine. That's crazy. Why would I want them to do that? I'm the normal one.
Sound a little paranoid to me.
Whatever. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Table News with your host, Ashley and John.
That was so loud.
All right. Well, you know, it's becoming a trend that I play music and scare you every episode. So, what do we have come through the newsroom
today? I mean,
I may
have screamed during that. I don't know.
No, the red bar went all the way up. So, I'm going to have to edit so people aren't freaked out with you. So,
there's going to be a whole lot of people screaming when they hear that.
Definitely spiked. Yeah, anybody listening to headphones will definitely freak out. So,
great.
Yeah, so we're in the newsroom from this point on.
Right,
get your anchor chair on, because we're going to talk about some news stories today.
Okay.
Some current news, some old news, some new news, some crazy news, some serious news. We cover all the facts here at Table News.
Yeah, facts. So,
I cover my facts anyway. Ashley doesn't. So.
I mean, he's creating the internet, the new internet. I don't know how else I can. You can Google it and see.
Isn't that funny that you have to use the old internet to find out about the new internet? What does that tell you? Uh-huh. It's all conspiracy theory anyway.
But speaking of internet.
What you got, homie?
So I'm going across my Google News feed.
All right, Ash, what'd you find?
All right, so one of the first articles that pops up, like I said, speaking of internet. Google is threatening to shut down their search engine in Australia because of some bill that I guess Australia is passing.
Why Australia?
Because of a bill that they're passing in Australia. I think that has something to do with the news media and apparently Facebook and Google. So,
Doesn't Facebook own everything at this point?
I don't know. Probably. Or Google does. I think they
have like a monopoly on a lot of... You know, Instagram and...
Yeah, probably.
I don't think Google owns them, but I feel like Facebook owns too much. Like, they are just, you know...
I mean, they do own a lot.
They do.
Yeah.
It's a little annoying. So,
it is.
So, what's the information behind the pulling out of Google's?
Well, something in the bill, I don't know. I didn't really understand the article completely. And I didn't read all of it completely. It's just the headline that caught my attention. But yeah, whatever bill they're passing, I guess I'll have to research the bill and see what the issue is. But I find that interesting.
Do we care that Google's pulling out of Australia?
We should.
I'm asking. I just want your personal opinion.
I mean, I guess they're not going to have to worry about it when the new internet comes up.
You're absolutely right. And if DuckDuckGo is quick enough, they'll jump on that.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can be the new internet browser of Internet 2.0.
Exactly, exactly.
E2? E2? I2?
I don't know.
E2 something.
Internet. I don't know. Sorry. We'll see when they finish with however long that's going to take. I'm just saying, if something happens to Tim before this finishes, then we really need to get concerned.
Tim?
Yeah.
Who's Tim? Am I missing something?
Yes. It's the guy that is creating the new internet, that created the first world, that created the World Wide Web.
First of all, you didn't have to throw your phone down. I get your frustration. I'm sorry that I forgot. Tim, no last name, created the internet.
It's Tim something Lee.
You're not giving me enough facts.
Tim Berners, I don't know, something Lee.
All right, well, go do your own research, I guess. And figure out, because when you say Tim, I think of like, oh, my friend Tim. And I know my friend Tim did not create the internet.
Why would, I don't even know your friend Tim.
I don't know who you know. You might know Tim.
I'm pretty sure I don't know Tim.
All right, well, you get your next news story ready. I'm going to read one of my news stories.
All right, well, I didn't read this article, but it's underneath this one, and it caught my attention.
Okay.
It says, humans could move to a floating asteroid belt colony within 15 years.
Sounds like some Elon Musk.
I don't think this has anything to do with Elon Musk. It says top scientists suggest.
Didn't we talk about the fact that if we see Elon moving, we should probably move with him?
We said that last time.
I know. That's what I'm saying, though. When any top scientist or Elon or anybody is like, oh, yeah, we're going to go live in a different colony. They know something we don't know.
Right?
I'm just saying.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing.
Okay, well, that is...
We just need to be paying attention.
Oh, gosh, you're so unprofessional of me.
Wow, okay.
Did you... I'm usually good about...
Was I that boring? Okay.
No.
I thought that was interesting.
I'm usually good about yawning off to the side of the microphone, but you weren't speaking. So when you're not speaking, I can't have dead space.
So you just thought you would yawn and...
I was like, I need to fill time is what I'm thinking in my head. I was like, oh, I need to say something because she's not saying anything. But I guess I'll keep talking so you can have time to yawn off the microphone as well.
I'm good.
No, I
lost my other article that I was looking for.
It's fine. I got one that if you're going to finally let me read it.
Oh, okay.
You know, you cut me off last time, so.
Go ahead.
I said, hey, I got an article to read, and you're like, oh, asteroid belts. And I was like, all right, well.
Sorry, you know. It caught my attention, I said.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Go ahead.
All right, you might be able to relate to this. So there's a wife in Mexico that stabbed her husband after seeing a younger version of herself in a photo.
Why is that something I can relate to?
I feel like, you know.
First of all, I'm not even a wife.
You're a girl, though. Girls tend to get jealous and jump to conclusions without processing everything first.
That could be said for anybody.
Yeah, I'd probably do the same thing. But yeah, so I guess she found a photo of what looked like her husband with another woman. And instead of asking like, who's this woman? She went into a fit of rage and stabbed him 7 times.
Is this real?
This is completely real. I got mugshots and everything. And, he finally got the knife away from her. He's still alive. You know, he's fine. But,
what kind of knife did she stab him with?
I think it was just like a kitchen knife, you know? I mean, she wasn't great at stabbing. I mean, she's not a professional stabber. But he kindly and as he could explained to her, hey, that's just us when we were dating. We were a lot younger in this photo. I don't know why she didn't realize that he was younger in the photo, too. I don't get it. Like, if they were both.
I feel like there's something that we're missing.
Look, it could.
Maybe
it could
she's
be something.
Got some sort of dementia or something.
Dementia. This girl's on some other stuff.
I'm in a different
Well, she's in police custody now. And I don't know if he's going to bail her out. So if you stabbed me 7 times for no reason, oops, my bad. Yeah, you can go ahead and throw away the key.
I feel like there's part of that story we're missing.
Well, if I get any updates here at Table News, we'll bring them to you first.
Right.
Live on social media. So how's your other stories coming along?
I can't find the one that I was going to mention. I mean, I have one of them, but I don't know where the other one was. I don't see it anymore. I guess Google updated the news feed.
How do you let Google update the news feed on you?
You know, it has a mind of its own.
I guess you're right. I guess you're absolutely right. I'll go to my next story as I'm shifting through my papers. Do you? Yeah. Are you ready?
Well, I don't have the one that I was going to.
But you have another one.
Yeah, but.
See, here at Table.
I don't want to say it because.
Here at Table News, we're super professional. And when we don't have our notes ready, we let you know. There's no teleprompters at Table News. There's no cue guy. We can't throw to weather. There's no weather going on right now. So we're going to toss it back to Ashley.
Listen, for her I don't next even know. You know what? I don't even want to say this one because you're just going to say it's a boring Ashley article.
No, why would I ever say that? I don't know.
Because you've said it before.
No, go ahead. I won't say it's boring.
Okay, anyway. All right. So the headline says the oldest city in the Americas, not America, Americas. Okay.
Is that a thing?
Yes, because we have North and South America.
Oh, this is America.
The Americas.
Gotcha. You right? All right.
Anyway, the oldest city in the Americas is an archaeological wonder and it's under invasion.
This is not the alien episode. You're making this up. Invasion of what? The body snatchers?
No, apparently there is like a really old structure down in Peru that I think they said dates around 3,000 or older. And 3,000 years.
Hey, this is your story, so whatever you say is true because you're the news at this point. So,
but anyway, so this archaeological site that is being invaded.
Okay.
I don't like the word invaded, but anyway, it's being squatted on.
Okay, you can squat on an archaeological dig, apparently.
Well, you've heard of squatters, right?
Yeah, I did it for a couple of years.
Really?
My rebel days, you know.
Okay,
we're all young once.
Where,
you know?
Where were you taken over?
You know, some small country, Peru. I don't know, something weird. But go ahead.
Anyway, there's people there that are congregating in that area and setting up places to live because they're saying that the pandemic has forced them
out of their like homes.
Yeah.
So the pandemic's forcing them to invade some other place.
Yeah. Hang on. Let me find the quote real quick.
Here on Table News, when Ashley has to look up a quote about her story, we jump right into the next topic and then we'll toss back to Ashley. So speaking of COVID, 41.1% of Americans in America, when we had this whole toilet paper shortage thing, I know Ashley was freaking out about it and looking for toilet paper with the rest of us.
Oh, I had plenty of toilet paper.
Yeah, because you were one of the people stealing it all. We know y'all was out there.
I didn't get the memo about the hoarding toilet paper. It. Okay.
Well, look, like I said,
to go out and find toilet paper.
41% of Americans just bought a bidet. They didn't go look for toilet paper. There are other options of wiping your tush than using the cush.
That's
so
just weird.
Is it weird? Weird saying. But if you've never,
I don't know the whole bidet thing.
How's it weird though?
It's just weird.
Have you ever used one before?
I don't want to.
You'll never go back. Uh-uh. It's something about doing your business, having a nice burst of water shoot up in you, and then it dries you off. If you have a really nice one, it also dries you. So the water shoots up, cleans you in all the right places, and then it dries you, and then you just get up and walk away.
I mean, I guess that's economically friendly.
Yeah, and it's very comforting. You learn something about yourself. Mm. I'm just saying, they got squatty potty bidet combo sets you can get. Mm. All right, well, Ashley does not like my bidet story. And I bet you she has not found the facts on her story.
Yeah, it says that the squatters are claiming that the coronavirus pandemic has left them with no other option but to occupy the sacred city. So basically, they're living there. They're starting to plant trees, some avocado trees and some lima beans. And I guess they're going to live at this archaeological site. I don't know.
Are they allowed, though? Can't somebody just go in there and just arrest them?
Well, they're interviewing an archaeologist there, and she says, quote, "We explained to them that this site is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and what they're doing is serious and could see them go to jail." But she's receiving death threats.
Hell no, we won't go. That seemed like something you would be a part of. I can see you being like, "We're living on the land. This is our land." You know,
well, I mean, you know,
maybe
what?
Not the death threat part. Maybe just like growing your own food and stuff.
I mean, I can't say because I'm not there. I mean, these people, I guess it's their land. I mean, it's their heritage.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know. It says it's a sacred site. I don't know what site it is. I feel like if I don't know, because I would not personally go occupy a sacred site. I don't think.
No, I think you would have more respect for it.
But, I mean, I can't really say that because there are a lot of sacred sites in Jacksonville that we don't know of.
She's triggered. She made me go look at some Indian mound behind somebody's house once.
And, you know, someone's house is built into one, apparently.
I know. I looked it up. you made me. You're so, very upset about it.
Yeah, so I might be living on a sacred site and not know it. I don't know, because the archaeology here is not very well taken care of in Jacksonville. I am disappointed, Jacksonville. Disappointed.
I'm sure they're going to change everything right now because you're so disappointed in them.
I will get to that city council, okay?
I hope you do, man. If I can say I have a friend on city council, maybe I can get somewhere too, so...
I mean, I might just end up going there and, you know.
You can run for city council. Can't you get elected or something?
I don't know. I tried to look it up.
We should do it, at least for a bit, to see how we can get you elected for city council. And if you like it, you can stay.
Listen, I don't even know what they're doing. I watched that whole... Okay, for everyone that's listening, I found a way where you can watch the city council meeting in Jacksonville.
Good job.
I'm pretty sure I talked about it in a... earlier episode, but just in case someone didn't hear that, because I wanted to get involved.
Yeah, okay.
And apparently they're very, you know, inviting. They want, you know, the public to come in and, you know, give their two cents or whatever. But I was so intimidated by this council meeting because I had no idea what was going on. They were using language I did not understand. And I'm not talking about some, you know, different language, you know, that wasn't English. They just... the terms that they were using, I had no idea what was going on. Yeah. So I was very discouraged and probably will not pursue it. But
all right.
I don't know. Like I said, I'll probably just end up, you know, organizing a trash pickup in the neighborhood.
You got to do more than just a trash pickup.
Got to start somewhere, right?
You think your one trash pickup's going to, you know.
Well, it might lead to something else. You know, I'll go pick up the next neighborhood's trash.
Oh, Lord. They'd be like, "That Ashley girl's outside again touching our trash." You know how people are. They would call somebody on you for walking through their yard picking up trash.
No, we have a junk man that comes through my neighborhood all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah.
To pick up what?
Junk.
All right. Fair play. I live in an apartment. Ashley lives in a real home. I have a fake home. And,
this isn't a fake home.
It's fake.
I'm sure the junk man comes through here too. You got a big dumpster right over there.
Yeah, you're right. I got a dumpster. I got a dumpster guy that comes like a normal apartment complex. I don't know if I call him a junk man though.
That's just what I call, because he drives this old truck.
Just pick up appliances and stuff.
And yeah, he's got this long trailer of just junk, and he goes around, drives by everybody's trash.
I mean, that's somebody's living right there. I'm sure exactly. He makes a killing off of that. I mean, if you go out there and do it in the right neighborhoods, Nakati, those people threw away some very nice stuff and you just pick it up, this table, courtesy of somebody getting rid of something at Nakati.
Oh, okay. They
didn't want it. I mean, obviously it's a little worn now because I've had it for a couple of years, but it looked almost new when I took it over. And they were just going to throw it away. They're just like, "Yeah, I'm just putting this on the side of the road."
So what is that phrase, one person's trash is another person's treasure?
Yeah, this is definitely a treasure, and that table's a treasure, and that shelf's a treasure. I got a lot of treasures in here, so As you can see, let me go over to international news now.
Yeah, I can't find my other article. And, it's gone.
I say international, but it's just in Hawaii. They're part of us. So police are apparently having an issue with people stealing. Have you ever heard of the fruit durian? It's like a spiky looking tropical fruit. Smells like rotten eggs.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, the article's called Stealing Stinks. And apparently people are stealing thousands of dollars worth of this durian fruit. And, you know, I guess selling it on the fruit market, whatever that is. But if you have never had durian before, just think of, like, the smelliest socks you ever smelled. I'm not saying you're smelling socks out there. But think about smelling socks filled with rotten eggs, and then you eat it.
You sound like you're talking from experience.
Oh, I've had the fruit before.
Oh.
Yeah, I go to the Asian market. But I'm going to have to get you some then. I think this is going to have to be an experiment. But it's a spiky type fruit. It looks super spiky on the outside. But when you bust it open, it's a nice, sweet tasting fruit. But the thing is, it just smells really bad. It mimics the smell of rotten eggs. You don't believe me. I feel like you don't believe me. I feel like, how do I explain? I'm not making this story up.
I didn't say you were.
Durian. I'm going to get you some durian or darian. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
Probably.
But everybody thought it was really odd that he's stealing this fruit that smells so bad. So, yeah. So,
is it good, at least?
I mean, some people think it's good. If you can get past the smell, they say it tastes fantastic. I'm getting you
maybe
some.
Maybe he likes it. I don't know.
To steal $1,000 worth of it? Ain't nobody like that stuff that much.
I mean, maybe he does. I don't know. Who knows?
Man, Ashley, I'm done with you.
Yeah, Google has updated my news feed because I'm still trying to find it, but it's not here. But apparently they want me to look at the actor that plays Superman because I keep coming across articles about him.
Which actor? Henry Cavill. You look like a Henry Cavill type of girl. I see you staring at Superman.
Do I?
Well, maybe you should be doing something. We ain't did the entertainment news.
I've never even seen the new Supermans.
Stop doing damn history reports and biology book work, whatever. what were you doing?
My biology, my physics.
Your physics.
Quantum physics.
What do you do for fun? That's what I'm trying to get at. You need to be out there.
I play Minecraft.
By yourself.
I play World of Warcraft. I mean, I haven't recently, but so does he, apparently.
He is a big World of Warcraft person, and he did build a PC on the internet.
How do you know that?
Because I watched the video of him building it. He did it in a pandemic free time, you know. He said he always wanted to build a PC, so he did.
Oh, okay.
He just happened to live stream it on Facebook or something, and everybody was like, oh my God, Superman's building a PC.
So do you follow Superman? Oh, he does. Look at his face.
I may or may not be a Superman fan.
Aww.
But I'm not the only one.
Okay.
I like the character, not necessarily the person. He stands for truth, justice, and the American way. You know, back when there was some good left in this world.
You know, apparently he also has an Akita, which is the same type of dog that I do.
Oh, so now you like him.
What do you mean?
I feel like you can't have him.
I don't know him.
He's mine.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you're trying to take my man.
Listen, I just know. I can just tell.
You can't handle him.
He has an Akita. So I already know that we'll be good friends.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess they can at least be friends. And I can come over and play video games with him.
I mean, I guess it's just, yeah, of course. Of course. We would invite you. You have to learn how to play World of Warcraft.
First of all, I already know how to play. No,
do you?
No, maybe I don't. I'm thinking about the old one before it got all weird.
Not Warcraft.
And nerdy. I used to just play Warcraft.
Yeah.
The over top view one when you could build little huts and stuff. Mm. And that was the game back in the day.
Yeah, you wouldn't say that if you played World of Warcraft.
I don't want to be a nerd.
has nothing to do with being a nerd.
I feel like
this is a whole nother topic.
No, you're right. All right. Save so it for another episode.
I'm just saying.
I'm playing World of Warcraft, man. That's how I imagine you sounded growing up.
Listen, I mean, I only played it. The first time I played it was in college.
Mm.
It helped me through my dark ages.
Oh, here we go. You had to go live a fantasy world.
I did.
To get out of the real world.
Honestly, it really did help.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll stop making fun of it. You got real serious for a second. You looked at me. You're like, no, seriously. Like,
yeah. No.
It really helped.
It was like, yeah, it was my therapy.
I get it.
But anyway, yeah. So I just, you know, I already can tell me and Henry would be really good friends.
Are we still talking about Henry? I thought we were moving away from that topic.
Hey, if you're an Akita and a World of Warcraft person, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm getting a Shih Tzu. Is that what they call them?
A Shih Tzu?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what that is. I don't know dogs. I don't know. I can't pretend like I know anything about dogs. I know I was looking at getting a Corgi one day, and I was looking up Corgis.
Oh, those are cute.
And yeah, I know, right? I get a Corgi, and just everything falls into place. I need a support animal.
Something, I think you should get one.
Keeps me calm.
We should go look for some.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe we'll do that. But I said that today to somebody. I think I want a dog. And They're a lot of work, especially in this apartment. I feel like I'd be even more work, but I do have
But you know what they're good at?
Fighting crime?
Chasing off birds.
Oh, I need a corgi to chase off birds in my apartment complex?
You got all those ducks.
Oh, okay. You're still on the ducks. Oh, Lord.
Well, no, my brother works at a golf course, and he said they have this guy that comes, and he brings his, I think they're corgis, and they chase off the geese off of the golf course.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems
That's
a
their
little...
job.
How can I get into some of this money? I need some extra money. Like, who comes up with this stuff? Just an extra $300-$400 a week so I can just spend it on stupid stuff like traveling and, you know, going to all these weird locations. I'm going to start selling drugs. All right. What? See? 0 to 100. Real quick. I'm joking. I'm not selling drugs, Mom. That was just a complete joke.
She's going to call you after she listens to this one.
Yeah. And on that note, this has been another exciting episode of Table News.
Wait a minute. Did you do your other article?
I did all my articles.
Oh, I thought you had another one.
I had three. You were supposed to have three. Yeah, well, I did the Durian one. The Durian one. I did the lady that stabbed and the toilet, the butt booty water thing.
The duvet. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
The bidet. That's what it
bidet,
is.
Bidet. Yeah, whatever it's called. Well, I found another article. I talked about Superman.
I guess that was our entertainment portion of Table News.
Exactly.
I think we're going to get canceled.
Why?
I don't think we're going to have any more news episodes after this. I don't think people didn't get the facts they wanted. They got to go back and do their own research, apparently.
Hey, we're just letting y'all know what's out there.
You gave Tim just Tim's first name. We don't know Tim's last name in that one story.
I gave Tim's. It was at the beginning of the episode.
Mm.
I said Tim something Lee or something.
Yeah, that's a lot of something.
I don't know his name.
Oh, it's fine. You ain't got to look it up now.
I'm looking it up.
Nope.
No, it's happening.
I have the power to end the show whenever I want.
Tim Berners Lee.
That doesn't even make sense.
Well.
Okay. Well, that's 30 seconds of silence. So. I guess that's all we're going to say.
Well, I found his name.
I'm going to leave all that silence in there, too. So
and I'm going to go watch the new Superman
movie. Oh, Lord. All right. Well, she's going to go watch the new Superman movie. I'm going to go buy a bidet. And we'll try this again next week. Hey, guys. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys.
If you enjoyed this, please remember to like, comment, and subscribe. And we're going to buy some durian for Ashley in the next episode and make her taste it and smell it live.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, she's doing it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.